have today. Okay, we are on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph 63A. After two daft, also known as a colon, we have a simen. A simen is a mnemonic, as we've seen before, or a memory device. I don't think it's called a mnemonic, but a memory device to help us remember what we're about to say. So we're about to say something about an Isha, the Karka, Ezer, Zos, Shtei Habrachos, Tagare, and Pachase. Hope that clears it up. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Call Adam Shein La'usha, Eino Adam. Anyone who doesn't have a spouse is not considered a person. Yes, I'm saying it for both genders. Shnamar Zachar and Akiva Bara'am, Vayikras Shemam Adam. Pasuk says in Bereishis that Hashem made male and female. Vayivarech Osam, I don't know why it skips that word. Then calls them a person. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kolam Shein Karka, Eino Adam, anyone who doesn't have property is not considered a person. Shnamar Hashem, Shem Hashem, Ha'aret, Nasam B'nei Adam. The land was given to people. And if you don't have land, that means you're not a person. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, from a homiletic perspective, this is what I would think means that you're not living the fullness of what it means to be a person, right? You don't have all the full characteristics of the development of a person. You don't have the sort of the fullness of growth as a person if you don't have these things. To know what it means to have a responsibility of owning property is a responsibility. That makes you a bigger person. And being able to work with another person in a significant way, an intimate way, that makes you a better person. So that's how I'm understanding. Okay. What does it mean? I will make him a helper which is opposed to him. Kinegdo, kineged. Zacha ozarto. Lo zacha kinegdo. If you merit to have her, to have your spouse, be with you properly, so then it's ozarto. So then it's going to be a helper. But in lo zacha, that if you do not merit, if the situation is not healthy, so then it'll be kinegdo, she'll be against you. This is Rashi tells us on the pasuk. Vigiza Amri Rabbi Elazar, Rami Ksiv kinegdo v'karinin kinegdo. What's the Rami Ksiv there? Ksiv kinegdo v'karinin kinegdo. We don't read it like that. There might be.
It could be read.
No, I can't.
Striking him.
All right.
So we read it kinegdo.
I don't know if there's supposed to be a yud here.
What does kinegdo mean?
I don't know.
Because whipping.
Whipping, okay. We don't read it like that, so I don't know.
We don't.
I guess
you could
read it like that.
It's a drash.
Yeah. But the word rami wouldn't make sense there. But okay. Either way, so he's making a drasha based on the word kinegdo, could be read otherwise. Zacha kinegdo lo zacha minagadito. Okay, strike him. Okay, anyone following the Amber Heard Johnny Depp saga? Because that's what it reminds me of. Okay, Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi Eliyahu, Amar Lei Ksiv Eselo Ezer. So Rabbi Yossi said to Eliyahu Hanavi, Amar Lei said to him, Ksiv Eselo Ezer, it says, I'm going to make him a helper. Amat Isha Ozarto La'adam, with what is she going to be a helper? Amar Lei, Adam Evi Chitin, Adam Evi Chitin, the man brings wheat, but Chitin Kosef, can you eat them just like that? And similarly, Pishtan brings flax. Pishtan lovesh. Can you wear it just like flax? Lo nimtis me'ira enav. Lo nimtis me'ira enav. Mami daso al raglav. What does that mean?
His wife turns those raw products into bread and clothing. So is his wife not found to be the one who lights up his eyes and stands on his feet?
Oh, wow, there's a lot to read into here. The words aren't there, but I figured something was like that was coming.
The words are not there.
Yeah, lo nimtzeis me'ira enav ma'amidaso araglav. Does she not enlighten his eyes and make him stand on his feet? Meaning, does she not take that wheat, make it into bread? Does she not take that flax, make it into clothing? And therefore, as Hillel is there, makes a lot of sense. She helps him. Obviously, that's not by necessity that has to happen in that process, but that's what the Eliyahu Navi is saying, is the potential is there, the helping that the spouse can do. This time, a bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. That's why Adam says to Chava, she's part of, she's from me. As Targum quoted this Gemara last week, that Adam Harishon went to every animal and tried to figure out whether or not that they would be a good match together. He thought he needed somebody, but all these animals weren't working. And then finally, Chava came along and showed him. So Rav Targum pointed out last week that it's important for us to realize that our spouse is our match. Sometimes we have to look at other species to realize that we need somebody. So it's not until we realize or appreciate that we need somebody that we can appreciate the person that we have. Okay, v'amar Rabbi Elazar, my dechsev v'nivrchu b'chal kol meshchos ha'adama. So amar lei ha-gadosh baruch l'avram shtei brechos tovos yesh li l'havrich b'cha. There are two brechos, is like a some kind of water or something. Yeah, is that what it says? That's what I thought, but I don't know how it says here. This says maybe it's talking about branches. Like lahavrich might mean to, what's it called? Grass, that's what I'm looking for, yes. Havracha is like a form of two iron. Okay, either way. So yeshli lahavrich b'cha, I have two shoots to graft into your family. Rus hamalavia, v'na'ama ha'amonis, right? Neither of them were part of Avram's direct lineage, but they joined together. And that's what it means when it says, v'nivrcha b'cha komish chos ha'adam, all the families of the world. Okay. Komish chos ha'adam, afil nish chos ha'daros ha'adam. Even the families that live in the ground, emnis barchos ela b'shvil Yisrael. I don't know what that means. Even the things that are in the cave.
Even those that have lands of their own are blessed only due to the Jewish people. Their blessing only comes via the Jewish people.
A weird way to say it. Right. It's a weird drasha on the word komish b'chos ha'adam. They're in the land. Somewhere else in the land. Okay. Kove ha'aretz afil sinas havas galia la'aspamia inun esbachos el b'shvil Yisrael. I don't know what these places are. What are they translated as?
Gallia looks like it's France. Gal.
Is that a French word?
Yeah, G-A-U.
Okay.
Spain.
Okay. I knew it was like the Gemara's parallel to something somewhere far away. Because they didn't know what else was far away.
Seems to have nothing to do with the Jewish people, and yet
they are spiritually connected to us, yeah.
I was just going to add that there's some indication that doesn't make sense because you don't need a ship to go between.
Oh, that's true. They're connected.
So they say maybe it's, it should be a province in Italy.
Okay. Rami Elazar, I see the Kobali Umnios, Shiamdo Alakarka. All of the artisans in the future will stand on the ground. Okay. Shinemar.
And then work the land.
They're going to work the land instead of their fancy jobs that they have. Shinemar v'yardameyanis aniyosehem kotosi mashot malachim kochove hayam ala aret yamdu. Okay, plus again, it comes with a translate that. I mean, they will work the land. It just connects to a drush I have, but I've never seen this. I don't remember this Gemara. Yom Rabbi Elazar, Ein Lecha Umnos Chusa Min HaKarka. I know that Gemara. There's nothing worse than working the land. Shinemar V'yardu, it says you go down to work the land. Yeah. Down is like a reference to its significance. Okay. because it doesn't explain what the issue is, but presumably it's because it's difficult. Rabbi Elazar Chazala, he arad deshadi be kurava leputya. There was some kind of weird thing about the way it was planted. Is that what it means?
The land was being plowed across its width.
Okay, as opposed to its length.
Yes.
So Amarle e tishdiye leorkayich. If you go back to plow it again, the proper way, so then hafuche beiska tav minach. Oh, even if you would do it the right way, it wouldn't be good enough. That's basically the thing. So, Rav al Levene Shible. Rav, the person, came to in between the sheaves, Chazan hu de Kanaifan, and he saw that they were blowing in the wind. Amar lehu inaifat itnufe. If you want to blow, you can blow in the wind. If you want to wave, you can wave in the wind, so whatever. I don't know what this is, but
it's better to do business than to deal with the agriculture.
You look nice, but you know.
Something like that. Yeah, move all you want, but you're not going to be good for business. So, Amarava, Mazuz of Iska, Koyom Bistra, Chamra, Mazuz Ba'ara, Milchava Chafura. That 100 Zuze with business. And you can eat meat every day and drink wine. But 100 zuz from the land, you'll get salt and vegetables, that's right. Meaning that you'll be, I don't know why it's the same money, but I guess you get it for after a longer time period. And therefore, you can't afford day-to-day expenses as much. Vlood ala magniale aara.
You have to. Society, these really.
Yeah, I don't know. Magniale aara. You'll sleep on the ground in order to protect your field. Marmiale tigre. I think people will be like trying to steal your crop or whatever. I don't know. Amr Papa, Zrav lo tizbein. You should plant for what you need, but not buy from the marketplace. Avagad b'chi hadad einenu. Even though what? They come together?
Even if the total expenditures are the same, whether you grow the
same. Oh, okay. If all else is equal,
better to grow
yourself. Honey, right, sounds like honey mi bar chan. Because you make it yourself, so then you'll be more blessed. Zabin, sell things, velo tizol, and you'll get, and you won't be poor.
Buy your clothes rather than weave them yourself.
Oh, okay, for clothing you should buy them. Honey mili be starky. That's when it comes to how domestic clothing. Mats? Okay. About glima, when it comes to clothing.
Bedding, mattresses.
Wait, what's bistarki?
Mats.
And what's glima?
Cloak.
Okay. So bistarki is things for the house, and glima is things for your body. Lomitz ramyale. For your clothing, you're not going to find something that fits perfectly. Okay. Tom below Tishapet. You should fill up the holes and not make it bigger.
This is just giving like home building
advice. Yeah. Shapos below Tivne. You should make it bigger. But then it says, to make it bigger.
If you're the type of person who takes pleasure in the beauty of your house and will be satisfied with a simple little
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so make the hole bigger so you can plug it up properly. Velo tivni, but don't destroy the whole house. Shekola osik vivinim istam mihim mismas kain. This is dangerous, okay? Kvotz vein ara. If you want to buy land, don't wait. Buy it right away. Masin nisev itisa. Because with waiting, you'll marry a woman?
No, it's saying jump at the opportunity to buy land, be deliberate in taking a wife.
Right. So when it comes to buying land, do it right away. When it comes to taking a wife, be more deliberate about it. Nechais dar gonna save itaza. When you're marrying a woman, so go down from your, I don't know,
social status,
your high pedestal or whatever.
Don't marry a woman
who's less than you?
Yeah, don't marry, yeah.
I don't know what that means. Sak darga b'char shushbina. But do the opposite when it comes to
a friend.
Go up one level and pick someone who's more important than you.
Friend up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the point of this is. I don't even know what the logic is.
Be a social climber with your... be a social climber when it comes to friends. And
so you would think being a social climber with a wife would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the benefit of this is, except for like exerting control or something.
Yeah,
but then presumably you would want to do that with your friends also.
Yeah.
So it's inconsistent. I don't know what the point is. I'm Rabbi Elazar bar Ravina in Puranas Bala Olam Elvish for Yisrael Shemar Achati Kain Neshem Pinosam Acharav Tichutosam Uchtiv Amartiach Kiriyos Ditikhi Muzar. Okay, so looking from the sign is telling us that what happens to the Jewish people, what the Jewish people do affects the entire world. Rav Hamamiftim Rabbi Chia Amar Lei Rachman Al Tzlach Mimidit Kshim Mimosa. That the Rav was leaving Rabbi Chia and he said to him, Hashem should help us from the things that are worse than death. So what's worse than death? Nafak dak, he left. V'ashkach, umotani mar mavis, esaisha. You know what's worse than death? The woman. Which is obviously in contradiction to the other part where he said, the other time where Shlomo Mel says that matvisha matatova. I can talk about that last week also. But for now, that's what he's talking about, the woman. Rav hava kamatara leid v'isu. Rav, his Rav's wife was once sort of giving him a hard time.
Which constantly aggravates him.
Okay, ki amar la vidi la tlofchi, if Targum quoted this Gemara, that you should make me this lentil dish. Avdale chimtzi, she instead made him peas. Chimtzi asked me for peas. Avdale tlofchi, she made him the lentils. Meaning she always got the dinners mixed up, never made what he favored. He got the Chia Bere, when Chia grew up, apichla. He would always do the opposite.
He would reverse the request.
In other words, he figured out the code.
Oh, meaning she always does the opposite. She just tells her the opposite.
The son would tell her. Peace.
Okay, so that she would ultimately make the same thing, the right thing. So Amar Le, Rav said to Rabbi Chia, his son, I aliyah lach imach. Oh, your mother got better.
Now that you're conveying my request.
Right. So Amar Le, Ana hu dekakiv apichnala. No, it's really my doing. So Amar Le, Hayin dekamar inchi, denafak minach, tama malfach. That which comes from you tastes better.
I should have thought of that myself. That Rav says back to, this is an example of the well-known adage that people say, He who comes from you shall teach you wisdom. I should have thought of that idea myself.
Okay. Ad lo tavid hachi. Even so, you shouldn't do that. Shnemar limdu lishonam daber sheker haave. You shouldn't lie. Rebechia have a kamasara leid v'yisu. Rebechia's son, similarly had the same issues with his wife. He have a mashkach midi. If he wanted something, tzayar leis besudre, he would wrap it up in a handkerchief or something, my senior lay, and bring it to her. meaning even though he had difficulty with his wife, he would always bring her something, like presents or whatever. Amar le Rav, v'ha kamitzar le lamar. Isn't it difficult? Isn't she a tough, difficult for you? So Amar le, dayenu shemegadlos banenu, umasilos osanu minachet. Right? Is it not enough that she raises our children and she saves us from sin? That we should give her reward, even if she sometimes doesn't do everything we want. She does enough that we should appreciate her. Good Moser. Makrile, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Bray. Rav Yehuda was once teaching his son, Rav Yitzchak. Motani marves as Isha. It's worse than death. Amar le, kigon man, like who? Kigon imach, like your mother. That's a good question. That's the best question, yeah. Vahamaskile, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Bray. But doesn't Rav Yehuda say to Rav Yitzchak, Inad Motikar Sruach Elmi Ishto Rishona? Doesn't a person find the greatest of,
Nachas Ruach, of serenity maybe? Contentment from his wife? First wife. You should be joyed from the wife of your youth. So Amar Lei, Kigon Ma'an, Kigon Imach. That's also like your mother. So which one is it? Says Gemara, Maskis Takifa, Ve'abure Mi'abra B'mila. She would get very upset, and therefore Motsimar Mi'abra. Therefore, it was worse than death when she got very upset. However, along with that, she was easy to appease after that. And therefore, it was Smach Meshit Nerecha, bring the joy after those difficult times, because you're able to make up easily. Good communication. Hey, Chidami, Isha Ra, what's a bad wife? Amar Bai, Mikashta Le Taka. Everyone's like, oh, please don't describe my wife. Please don't. Amar Bai, Mikashta Le Taka. She decorates herself or adorns herself. She adorns the table.
Arranges the table for
him. Mikashta Le Puma.
And turns her back to find her lack of interest in his company.
Mikash le Puma? Mikash means...
I'm telling you, she's sitting at the table, serving a meal, and then...
Yeah.
Her mouth is basically insulting him as he's eating.
What's a Mikash first means to decorate, and then Mikash means what?
The idea here is she's arranging the table for the meal, and then she's arranging the insults.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. The word makashta is a weird word to use twice, but it's in different ways. Okay, so the second makashta is a euphemism.
Yes.
To say that she's decorating him, his character. Okay. That is pretty bad. Rava Amar makashta tak mahajale gaba. Rava said that she makes the table and then she turns away. I mean, here's your food. I don't want to even see you. Amar Vicham Bar Hanina. It's interesting. It almost implies that better to not make the food. Right? It's worse to make the food and then neglect the spouse than to just not do it in the first place. That would be consistent. Fine. Amar Vicham Bar Hanina. Keva Shinasa Adam Isha. Avanosim is Paketkin. Once you marry a woman, so your sins are forgiven.
Plugged up.
Shinamar Mata Isha Mata Tov. Mayafek Ratzon Mehashem. Okay, you found good things, and you the favor of Hashem. The Ma'arava Kinasim Isha Itisa in the south, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, when you would marry a woman, Amr Lehach, they would say this Matza or Motze. Matza Dosti Matish Matza Tova. Motze Dosti Motze Ani Ma'aravata Isha. Which one is it? Is she a good wife or is she worse than death? Based on the two psukim. So Amarava, and I don't know when they would ask that, but presumably at the wedding, they don't have enough experience with each other to know. But Amarava, Ishara, Mitzvah Garsha, if you have an evil spouse, so you have a mitzvah to divorce her, just if Garish Leis V'yetim Adon V'yishbos Din V'kalon. Okay, you should separate from a clown, okay, etc. V'amarava, Ishara, Ksivasa Maruba, bad woman. Oh, sorry. Ishara uksubasa maruba. If a bad woman has a big suba, then you'd have to pay a lot to divorce her. Tarasa batida.
You should take a second wife, right.
Mayeri says she should threaten him.
Okay, use it as leverage. Okay, it's Amri Inshi, Bachaberet of Love Besilta. I was just telling what that means.
With her pure and not with a thorn.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Maybe her friend.
Presence of another woman competing for her husband's attention and affection is more effective inducement for a bad wife to change her ways than even the pokes of a sharp thorn.
Okay. Chaveret of Love Besilta, better to create some healthy competition than to take it out in some physical violence way.
Not a very feministic.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's saying take other means besides physical violence. So there's that.
Looking for the positive.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now you have to choose your wife more than your friend.
Maybe, yeah. V'yamarava. Yeah. Tasha Isharak Yom Sagarir. A bad spouse is like the day of?
Stormy day.
Storms.
Now we're in a country western, you know. A bad woman's like a stormy thing.
Right. Shemar Delaf Torah V'yom Sagrir V'eshes Midyanim Nishtava Pasuk in Mishlei V'amar Rava Bo'er Er Kamatova Isha Tova V'hamara Isha Ra. How good is a good wife? How bad is a bad wife? Kamatova Isha Ra Tova Dechtiv Mati Isha Mati Tov Pasuk we said before. Idi V'gava Mishtayikra. If the Pasuk is referring to a good wife, Kamatova Isha Tova Shakazu Mishabcha. If it's talking about literally a good woman, how good is it that the Pasuk says that? She must be really good. I don't know. But it's not talking literally about the woman, but talking about Torah. And Kamatova Isha Tova Shatara Nimshalava. Okay. Either way, a good wife must be pretty good. If the pasuk Shlomo Melech is going out of his way to tell us about it, even if to analogize to her, you know, the Torah is a good benchmark for a woman also.
What does the Gemara say about a
husband? I don't know.
It's telling us all bad things about a woman. It doesn't say anything about a husband.
The men are the ones talking, so that's why they're talking about women. Yeah. Kamara Ishara, how bad is a bad woman? They'll see most any man about Sisha. Right? Either it's literally referring to a bad woman, or it's referring to a woman who's analogized to Gehenim, and therefore, either way, it's going to be pretty bad. Also in Koheles. In Yirmiyah, sorry. In Yirmiyah. Bad thing that you're not going to get out of. Amar Rav Nach, Amar Abba Baravua. You know what's coming? Zuishara. Uksubas Maruba, a bad thing that you can't get out of is a bad spouse with a large divorce fee, a large suba. Nisanani Hashem bidei lo uchalkum. Pasukin Echa. Amar Rav Chisda Amar Mar Ukvar Barachia Zuishara Uksubas Maruba. Okay, same type of thing. Marava Amru Ze Shemzono Sefulim Betaspo. It's referring to that process, the difficult part. Is talking about a person whose mizonos, his food, is based on his money and not his field. He's always worried maybe he won't have enough money to buy, maybe the price of the food will go up in the marketplace, won't have enough to pay for it. But if you have your own field, so you could always try to work harder and get your own food, I guess. Your children will be to another nation, I think is part of the Tochacha, later on in Kitava, maybe. Amar Rav Hanan Barava Amar Rav Zu Eshes Ha'av. It's your stepmother?
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're just like given over to the stepmother, and she doesn't really care for them as much as the biological children, obviously. V'goy Naval Achisem with a bad people. This one is? So these are a few psukim away from each other, a few prekim away, so I don't know if they're both, but Amar Rav Hanan Bar Rava, I don't think it is, because Laman Bez, Dvarim is not so, yeah, maybe it is. Okay. No, this second one is not. This one is from the Klalos later on. It's not from the Tochach. The first one is from the Tochach, I think. Either way, Amar Rav Hanan Bar Rava Amar Rav, Zu Isha Rav Ksubas Meruba, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Elu HaTzidokim.
The Naval says to the entire, there's no Hashem. The Masnisa Tana Il Anshe Barbaria. Anshe Martinai Shemahachna Rim Bashuk. They walk naked in the marketplace. Enocha Meshukat to Mesulah and Lufnei Amakum Yos Mishmahach Meshuk Harim. Nothing is more disgusting than someone who walks naked in the marketplace. I wonder what they say today. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Chabarim. These are the Persians?
Evil and contemptuous persons with all no respect for the Jewish people.
Right, yeah. So Amar Leila Rabbi Yochanan Asu Chabarei Lebavel Shaganafal. I mean, difficult things happen because the Persians came. Amar Leila Mekabli Shukta. They take bribes. Taris Yasif. Right, go back and sit in peace because you'll be able to bribe them away. Gazral Shlosha Ibn Shlosha. They made a decree about three things because of three things. Gazral Abasur and the Amatanos. They said they can't eat meat because of the Matnos Kahuna. Somehow they would, I don't know why.
They told them the Chabarim has decreed against the consumption of slaughtered meat, and because then Rabbi Yochanan said this is because of Israel's disregard.
Oh, because they didn't properly give the Kohanim. Okay, Gazrael Merchatos on the bathhouses, Imnat Vila, because they didn't properly do the mikvah. Kamechatti Shachvi, they would dig graves.
They're exhuming.
Exhuming the dead. Because they were happy during the holidays of the non-Jews, which you're not supposed to see. The sins of those who are living causes the exhuming of those who are buried. Okay, we'll have to pick up tomorrow. Lots to talk about. Okay.